of the hour as we get into the action. Lots of things happening in this hour of the Good Day program, including our usual focus on the important stories of the day, at least some of them anyway. Plus, we have our dumpster diver, the Queen of Cheap. Did I just say that like a New Englander? Our dumpster diva?
Diva.
The diva.
The diva diving.
All right, so Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and Jennifer is off today. I'll tell you that story later on in the hour. Ken Kessler is here. We're going to meet a fellow who is actually the creator of some very interesting information about what Roberta does best. Peter Brown Hoffmeister will join us. First, though, Roberta tells us what her report will include in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Ooh, we got free paint. We got quite a deal on Opie nail polishes. We've got a really unusual photo deal for you. And big savings for seniors today only at Walgreens. And we're going to tell you all about that.
All right, so we'll meet Mr. Hoffmeister, who has written about dumpster diving specifically.
Getting yourself some free food.
All right, so we'll meet him in just a
moment. Places you might not expect.
Stand by for free food here on Good Day.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving into the action here on the Good Day program, 10 past the hour. The report that we've had here for how many years? How long have we been doing this dumpster dive?
I don't even know. Four or five years, maybe?
Yeah, right. There's a picture of Roberta somewhere on the website in an evening gown jumping into a dumpster.
Which is a real story. It's just a reenactment of a real
right.
story.
Right, yeah, yeah. So she's good at that. Now along comes Peter Brown Hoffmeister, who has written a book called Graphic the Valley, a dumpster diving source of free food in a bad economy. Peter, nice to have you on board. I don't know if you knew that we had someone who was doing what you have done as well here on the program. So, Roberta Fasinelli, meet Peter Brown Hoffmeister.
Ah, Peter, a kindred spirit.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I think Peter takes it to a little bit of a new and different level, though.
Well...
I don't know. The idea here...
Roberta's looking for a lamp.
I'm looking for stuff.
You're sustaining your family's meals out of the dumpster.
Why did you do this, Peter?
Well, I mean, we've just we just tried to think about, you know, you have your segment, The Queen of Cheap. It's a little bit like that. It kind of extends beyond food and thinking about, like, not buying any clothing and, you know, biking to work and also not buying any furniture, just taking discarded furniture from other people, you know. So it's more like a full lifestyle thing.
All right, so this is actually fiction. The book is based on your lifestyle or the lifestyle of somebody that you followed. Who is it that we're following here?
Oh, yeah, the book is actually, Graphic the Valley, the novel, is fiction. You know, it's a rewrite of Samson's life, but in modern Yosemite. So it has love, lust, violence, coyotes, a little bit of dumpster diving, you know. But it follows this protagonist who's actually living off the 120 road, and he has always lived in the valley. And I've camped with so-called dirtbags in Yosemite Valley. That's what they call themselves. Mm-hmm. And the dirtbags actually, they live long-term in the valley. And so they decide that they're going to hike and camp and climb and be in the Yosemite National Park. But because they're living there long-term, in some cases, this one guy named Chongo Chuck lived there for 38 years. They've got to find sources of free food.
All right.
So they finish tourist leftovers in Curry Village, which I've done with them, and then they go through bear boxes and take whatever food is left over, which I've also done.
These are the people in the book, but I want to know about your personal experiences because you have lived this lifestyle. You're a teacher, I understand. So in the summertime, have you gone out from your home in Oregon, and whether you've done it locally or you've gone all over the country, it would seem, looking for what is in these dumpsters that you can live on, and that's what a lot of people actually do, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done it in Yosemite. It's amazing. It's amazing how much waste is going on. I know I read recently that we're throwing away about 40% of our food in the United States. Yeah. And so when you're in Yosemite Valley, you see that kind of waste. And
what's the worst?
Real life, not fiction.
What's the grossest thing that you ever got out of a dumpster that you ate?
Good question.
I'm going to ask that same question of Roberta. the worst thing you ever got out of a dumpster that you actually kept. I think it's worth.
You know, I'm totally on board with this. We have so much waste in this country.
God.
We were just talking yesterday about, you know, I'm watching the cooking channel in a restaurant saying they make 1,500 of this a day or 3,000 of that a week. And there's no way that all this food gets eaten. We get served so much in these restaurants, and this is my big pet peeve, because Peter, I know that you've gone into the trash cans of bakeries and taken out their day old bread and had that, and it's just have to start using this waste.
That kind of stuff I do on the farm, Peter. I have we're talking to Peter Brown Hoffmeister, who's the author of Graphic the Valley. He's a dumpster diver. The book is about, even though a fictional character, it's about reality in our society where all the food is going. These grocery stores won't use anything that's over a day old in terms of bread. So I go around with one of my guys and collect the bread and feed it to my cows. I have a dairy farm, and we get truckloads of bakery products that everybody, never mind the cows, all the people who work on the farm take this stuff home.
So, Peter, do you have relationships with these people that you get food from? I mean, will, like, the bakery know you and see you and go, oh, great, good, it's not going to waste?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this started for me actually when I was 6, when we lived in Tucson. We were on the Safeway food program. So we would get all of their outdated cans, box food, bakery goods, milk, cheese, peanut butter, everything, one pallet a week. So we had Tuesdays, and my family got all of that food from behind the store every Tuesday. And that, you know, started me thinking, wait a second, what's going on here, you know? And then later when we lived in Seattle, my parents started getting all their furniture for free out of the dumpsters at the University of Washington. And we were like, oh, my gosh, there's furniture, there's food, And then we started getting clothing, and now I do that as an adult. And
all right. So there are two things, it seems to me, Richie and Roberta and Kenny and Peter, that are themes here. One of them is the need that some people have for this, and mm-hmm. two, the availability of all this
right.
stuff, mostly
mm-hmm.
food, but as you just suggested, there are a lot of things in our society. Stuff gets thrown away by people maybe of means, who are just tired of having a table in the corner, so they take the table and put it out, and maybe somebody, if you put a free sign on it, somebody will take it and bring it home and use it, or somebody tosses it in the dumpster, depending if it's an apartment. Your building manager says, okay, let's just throw it in the trash. But there is untold waste. That's Richie's point.
And thank God for Craigslist and local neighborhood Facebook pages, because I have stuff that I normally would have thrown away, and these mm-hmm. are goods, you know, like kids' toys or mm-hmm. clothes or something. And now I just put it on Craigslist, even if I give it away, so that somebody else gets some use out of it.
Yeah.
But Peter,
some people are evil. My friend was working at a restaurant in Tucson, and they would have the employees dump bleach on the food before they put it in the dumpster.
Oh, goodness.
So that homeless people wouldn't come near the restaurant.
Well, you know, I tell a story. My family was in the restaurant business, Peter, for many, many years, and we had a huge catering hall. And at the end of the night, there'd be trays of food left over, sausage and peppers, veal piccata, roast beef, and lots of bread and lots of coffee, all left over that by law we were supposed to discard. But what I would do is I would make sandwiches out of it. I'd have the kitchen guys make sandwiches, get cups of hot coffee, wrap them up, put them in paper bags, and I'd send them out and distribute it to the homeless people.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
We would do that after every party because I could not throw this food away. It was just against my entire, you know, being.
So, Peter, what's your goal here? You write this book, and it's in a fictional book, but you actually live the lifestyle. And then we all talk about just the waste nationwide mm-hmm. between household and manufacturer and restaurant businesses. Mm-hmm. What is your ultimate goal?
I mean, part of it is, you know, just respecting the natural world. That's ties to my second book, which was nonfiction, Let Them Be Eaten by Bears, The Fearless Guide to Taking Kids into the Great Outdoors. I want our kids and the next generation and my grandkids to be thinking, you know, what really matters in this world. And the characters in the novel care about time and beauty rather than money and perfection. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm hoping going forward, is that we stop, you know, at least some of us stop and start to think, well, what's important, having the newest, the best, the greatest, leading, winning, all that kind of stuff, or is it more time and relationships? So, yes, I believe in not wasting, but I also believe on the other side, on the positive side, thinking, you know, well, what's most important in this world? And I think people are more important than money or protection, and so that's kind of the idea that I'm...
That's the story. The National Resources Defense Council says 40% of the food in the U.S. is thrown away every year.
Yep.
That is an
40%.
Unbelievable...
I think part of it, too, is that people don't know how to cook. They don't know how to go in their refrigerator and see, oh, I got a little bit of this left and a little bit of that left, and what can I make out of it?
I remember somebody telling me once, so this is, I made you a wonderful dinner. Well, the dinner came from the Whole Foods store and got heated up. That's the way some people think about this. All right, lots of, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought here, Peter. Thank you. Peter Brown Hoffmeister, the book is called The Valley. It's the dumpster diving lifestyle here at 20 past the hour.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Mm-hmm. springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trash girl, an American trash girl. Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of chief, and after that last conversation with a gentleman talking about the lifestyle that people live, eating out of dumpsters, etc., 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 you may think it's gross. A lot of people do it because there's a lot of good food that got tossed out earlier today, yesterday, the day before, last week, last month, last year. Tremendous amount of food being tossed.
40%.
So
it irks me to no end.
It's really amazing. Yep. Yeah, it really is. All the people that do go hungry. What is it? 14 million children go to bed hungry in our country every single night.
Yeah.
And we can't figure out a way
just waste
to use
in general
this.
Yeah.
And the
country.
Statistic is, yeah, if we could eliminate that wasted food by just 15%, yeah, we could feed 25 million Americans.
Meanwhile, we're trying to duplicate red meat, cow meat, in a laboratory somewhere in the Netherlands.
A hamburger that costs $335,000
like
to make.
While thousands of pounds of it get thrown in the trash every single day just in this country.
Yeah. It's just, we have nowhere, just gone in terms of common sense. Gone. All right, so let's get to the Queen of Chief report. A lot of information, a lot of things today for you to take note of.
Queen of Chief.
Or for which you can take note. From which you can take note. I do yourself proud there, Roberta. Let's go through this long list.
Let's start out with the big, big news for today. If you're a senior, and that means if you're over 55, which is Walgreens' definition of a senior, I love it. Today is Senior Savings Day. You can save an extra 15. Senior Savings Day. You can save, get this, an extra 15 to 20% off of your purchases. You have to be a Balance Reward member, but you can just go in and sign up for that. You know, show them your license, show them that you're over 55. And you get 20% all of the Walgreens brands and 15% off of almost everything else, including sale items. So this is just an incredible deal for seniors. It's even online. Living Social has a coupon code for August, $10 off of any $25 purchase. We have the code for you at DougStephan.com. Here's a different gift. You know how you have, like, the photo mugs and the photo placemats and the photo calendars. Well, how about a photo apron? York Photo has one for just a little over $10, and that's shipped. Now, this is a great deal on nail polishes. The OPI, the OP nail polishes, are really fantastic. Generally, they're about $10 a piece. Well, Sephora now has them three for $10. And we tell you how to get that incredible deal at DougStephan.com. We've got some free hair care for you, some samples, and we tell you how to get those. And this Saturday, August 10th, free quarter of paint at Ace Hardware. Once again, so you can try out some of those different colors that you're not quite sure about. So free quarter paint. You'll find all of these great deals at DougStephan.com. Yeah, well, you should bring it back and then go to Ace Hardware.
All right, talking about what we eat and where we go to eat. So there's a story today at DougStephan.com on the Good Day page about all of us, you, because I don't do this, and I don't mean to sound like an arrogant so-and-so. I just don't go to fast food places. The health food revolution that I'm underscoring by my focus on the locavore movement, as my dairy farm produces raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing, I'm really interested in you thinking about the local produce that's in your area, how you can take advantage of it. I'll tell you something, the food doesn't go to waste there. We take all of the excess produce that doesn't get sold and feed it to the cows. That's how that thing works. So, there is a the story about how many of you eat fast food on a weekly or a monthly or a daily basis. The Gallup poll reveals that 8 out of 10 of you eat at fast food restaurants at least once a month.
You're kidding.
Nope.
80%?
80%. And if you look at the age, the way it's broken down, Roberta, young adults, those 18 to 29, eat fast food more often. Actually, men
are more likely.
Men go more frequently than women do, which I find very interesting.
Does Subway and Chipotle count, right?
No. No, I don't think so. I think we're talking about
Subway's fast food.
Subway's fast food.
You think it is? Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Because I would be in there because I go to Subway. I think they do a good job.
I stayed at Subway last night.
I think they have good product there.
Kids and I were out running around. We stopped there. Yeah, I don't do McDonald's, no.
No. But Americans,
places, no.
If you're in 75 grand or more a year, more likely to eat fast food once a week than people who are in lower income groups.
Really?
That I find fascinating, yeah. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fear of noises. You know, we live in a high decibel society, one where the average street sounds are amplified 100 times by the hullabaloo of traffic, rock music, portable radios, people yelling, and dozens of other noises. To a dog or cat's keen sense of hearing, everything seems even louder and more strident. A pet who is scared at the age of 3 months by the sound of a car backfiring may always shy away from cars if nothing is done to make them feel that cars are okay, especially if he never gets a chance to spend much time around them. It's not just cars, of course. The number of unusual noises a pet may hear and fear in his life are considerable. Thunderstorms, firecrackers, Harley Davidsons can all trigger. Cap guns, sirens, this can all make your dog react. So here's what I recommend that you do. Now, thank good for the technology of the internet, you can download all the different sounds that your puppy or kitten will be exposed to, play them in a gradual volume, very low, and over a period of time increase it gradually till your dog or cat doesn't react, and you'll all be fine. I'll more next time.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Spending it with Rich and Roberta and Kenny and me. Jennifer is up. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way.
You need a scorecard anymore, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I got to think about who's
in the lineup.
Remember
today.
Who's here and who's not going to be here. You're not going to be around next week. I think, Roberta, you're pretty sound with me, though, for the rest of the month. Jennifer's going
pretty much,
to
yeah.
Hawaii. Kenny, he's going. Where are you? You're going. Is it next week or the week after you're gone?
The week after. I'm going to Vegas.
All right. Going to Vegas.
Hawaii,
Vegas.
Some
better place to go?
Did you guys? I'm so jealous. You get to go to Vegas and Hawaii, and what do I get to go do? Chemo.
Yeah.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. But think how much better off you'll be after you've had the chemo, Richie.
Then I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, then you can go to Hawaii. All right, let's see. 25 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'll do the television report in a few minutes because Jennifer is taking care of her aunt who had a very serious operation yesterday. God love her. She's the most lovable human being that I know. Pays more attention.
The aunt
to
or Jennifer?
Jennifer. I don't know the aunt. I didn't know Jennifer.
No, Jennifer is.
You people who are that selfless.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I. That's how.
Almost to a fault.
Yeah, maybe she goes a little overboard sometimes. It gets in the way of her own life. At any rate, she has nothing but good intentions, and that's the picture that you hold in your mind about her. Plus, she's funny and she's good with us here on the Good Day program. She's a great radio person, a radio brat, came from a radio family. She's great in every way here. And that's why I'm so happy to have her around with us. The story yesterday that got people a little cranked was my interpretation of the name, the list of of 13 people are suspended by Major League Baseball because they're all Hispanic.
Wow.
Earlier today, and I didn't plant this, Kenny, we had a, I forget whether it was a caller or somebody in one of the reports that we were presenting made mention, I think it was the host of a radio program, who said, hey, these names are all Hispanic. I happened to say something to one of the kids who works on the farm yesterday about it, and he laughed, but it is, you know, kind of an interesting part of the story that not a lot of people are grabbing onto. Maybe it's because there's so many Hispanics that are playing baseball now, or maybe it's because people are politically worried about it being incorrect. Why would I point out that all the names are Hispanic? Hello, because they all are. And so what is, does that mean anything? I don't know. It was an observation I made, and I made it on the air. So take your shots as you will. In my mind, it is interesting that all the names on that list are Hispanic.
But you didn't say disparagingly or anyway.
No, I didn't. I just made
it.
Baseball is definitely more of a mixed bag as far as the melting pot goes than football or
hockey. All right, but let's take it this way. You could observe from my comment that I was making maybe one or two observations. One, they're all Hispanic, so what does that mean? Two, is it discriminatory on the part of Major League Baseball? Do you think the only people using steroids or enhancement drugs are Spanish-speaking, or do they just go after them because they're on a vendetta against Spanish-speaking baseball players?
No, because back in the day when it was Mark McGuire and
I'm making a point that is part of the conversation. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm making no judgment. I'm just picking apart the issue from the point of view of the people who took a shot at me because I made that statement. Mm-hmm. Now, to go one step further in looking at our, I decided to do a little research, all right, because I am aware of, and so are you, that English is not being used. I went into a quick stop for a quick bite yesterday, and it wasn't a Subway, but it was, I don't even know, it was a local restaurant in Watertown, and the people barely spoke English in there. And so I was looking around at the things that are spoken. Do you know that only 1 in 5, or turn it around, that 1 in 5 in our country speak a language other than English at home? So 20% of the people in our country are using another language at home, not English.
That would be my house.
Yeah, that's right, because your wife is Hispanic.
It's got to say that Spanish to English in my house is, it may be more Spanish in my house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, in Atlanta, it's Creole. In Chicago, it's Polish. Spanish in your household, Richie. Language
we
mapper.
We speak New York.
Yeah, you speak New York. Right.
Which you can't speak on the radio or else we get in trouble.
Right, exactly.
I speak New York. The director of this bureau of the federal government looking at how to make people more proficient in English. And apparently the job's not, this is a duh, not getting done in our schools. Really? What a shocker that is. We have so many of these special programs and language, the thing that's supposed to be aimed at getting kids over the language barrier that teaches, you know, most parents, if you're going to just talk about the Spanish population, want their children to learn how to speak English, and they want it done in school, but instead the public schools are teaching the kids how to be better in their own native tongue instead of speaking English.
Or there's a whole generation of kids in their 20s who can't spell correctly or put a sentence because they were brought up on this ridiculous thing that was called whole language in elementary school, which encouraged them to write any way they could, misspelling words, ungrammatical sentences. Oh, just get the kids to write so they'll get used to writing. And what happened is you have a whole generation of kids who have, that they were going to college and they all had to take remedial reading and remedial writing. It was ridiculous.
Now, let's go one step further with this. I don't know how many of you think in China there are like 600 dialects, various ways of speaking Chinese, and one group of people that live, let's say, in the Mandarin area of China can't understand what the people who are down in Beijing are saying. And there's just so much difference. It's like having all
so it's not
languages.
Like speaking Spanish in Spain and speaking Spanish in Colombia.
Well,
it's
totally
different but it's the same.
Yeah. Now, think about it for a second. I was, as I nosed around through this, breaking down America into the way we speak English. Do you know that there are 22 different accepted English dialects in America?
22.
22 different, yeah. And they're all regional. Oh, yeah.
Well, you got Boston.
Right. And we got New York.
Chicago.
We got Richie in Baltimore, the Baltimorean. We got the Chicago speak. You've got, I mean, you can easily find... The only place where it really isn't prevalent is, Kenny, where you are in the Southwest. There doesn't seem to be anything that distinguishes the way people...
California definitely has
people
their own...
speak. I don't think
for
so.
Sure, dude.
Yeah.
You mean the Valley
the
Talk
valley
stuff?
Girl
yeah, but
type.
That's not dialect, Richie. That's words more than how the words are spoken.
Yeah. You know what's interesting here?
How do you call your
area.
Lawyer? Wait a minute. Let's just take an example. We have a commercial running for realtors now, right? And they emphasize realtor, whereas a lot of people say realtor. And when you're going to call your lawyer, as opposed to lawyer, L-O-Y-E-R versus L-A-W-Y-E-R, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I interrupt you, Richie.
You always talk about me being the Baltimore, but trust me, I speak more with Southern drawl than Baltimore. Baltimore is
you
more...
You think you do?
It's
I
like
you
Philly.
Sound like a Baltimorean.
Yeah, Baltimore is more like
but
Philly.
People in Minnesota. How do they... People in Minnesota.
And Chicago.
Yeah. Right.
I love Chicago. I love the Chicago accent. That whole Chicago. Oh.
The Bears.
Right. The Bears. You want to carry this one more step? You want to go down? You want to just, like, dig into this down one more level?
Well, go ahead, but then you have to go to where we're just breaking up in dialects altogether. Well, I mean, Miami has always been Hispanic heavy. But, you know, my wife's cousin's kids are there now, and they're like, they came here to learn English. I'm like, oh, you don't go to Miami. And they're realizing that. They have to leave Miami, not to learn English, but to just perfect their English.
Okay. Well, you know how most stores say, hablemos español, a sign in the window saying we speak Spanish. In Miami, it's we speak English in the store.
Exactly.
Right.
It's the opposite.
Okay. So here's the takeaway, the carry away from this whole conversation. Language began 150,000 years ago with the first humans uttering
words. Get me a sandwich.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, well, that's a big wildebeest over there.
Over the last 150,000 years, there have been an estimated 6,000 languages used around the world. And it is today, I mean, you look at the languages that are spoken, there are like 600 different languages. If you break down the dialects, it's even more than that. There are thousands. And you got to think about what originally was the way of communicating.
Isn't it amazing that...
It really is.
That even though we all evolved differently, we all were able to create a language.
And think
even
about...
Even those primal humans
the borders,
still in existence
though,
on the planet.
But the borders, why is it that in one place that's called Germany, they speak one way, and then you go across the border into Switzerland, and they speak another language. You go across the border into France, and they speak another language. You go across
you
the border
remember,
into Spain. It's amazing.
You have to remember, though, those borders were thousands of
but
miles away.
But they weren't borders. But they weren't borders early on.
But the tribe was hours and hours and days and days away
tribal.
From seeing those other people. Now it's like, okay, we get them on Skype, and I can't understand you. What are you talking? What are you saying? But before, they would never run across those other people, so they had their own language, their own clique, their own group.
I'm looking at a map of Europe and thinking about it. And then you go over into Asia and into the Middle East and all the various... How in the world did Russian develop out of this? How did the Arabic language develop?
Well, for me,
how did the Chinese language
it's
develop?
These little teeny tribes in Africa where they really aren't exposed to anything modern. You know, you still find them in the Amazon or, you know, somewhere. And you're just like... Those people have not been exposed to the modern world really ever, unless some cameraman from National Geographic comes in there. Where do they get their language
from? Isn't it fascinating?
It's so fascinating.
It really is. It's fascinating. The Romance language that came out of Rome, that basically Western Europe and our language is built on.
We've had a linguist on the show a couple of times over the years, and it's always a fascinating conversation.
It is. Speaking of fascinating, what's going on in the world of television? Up next here on Good Day. Running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office
Masks has your list covered. K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Let's get it started. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth. You can trust.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Where's the television theme, Richie? I'm going to go, go, go. Then I got to have my television.
You know, if Jennifer's not doing it, I don't think you deserve it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll start on my own. I can do this. I've done this before, and I can do it again.
There you go.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Jennifer. Well, Jennifer's not here. That's why I'm doing the television report. Kenny is going to boost my ego by telling me I'm doing a great job. Roberta's going to breathe heavily into the microphone at the sound of my voice. So the first story has to do with Al Roker. Al overslept yesterday.
Oh, no.
I know, for the first time, like, in his entire TV career.
Yeah, it really is interesting, the big hoopla, but it is, I mean, if I overslept, if I don't,
yes.
I think I can remember once.
No, you've slept right? over, oh, no, many times.
Oh, really? Well, would you like to recount them for me? Because my memory is convenient, apparently. I don't remember oversleeping more than maybe once or twice.
I know at least four times
I've started
the countdown show.
Oh, well, the countdown show is... Yeah, that's different.
At least four times.
Good day program.
And then I know at least another four or five times where the guys have called me and says, Doug's not answering.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them what to do.
Mm.
So, yeah, no, but in general, I mean, good Lord, over your 20, 30, whatever
40.
Years of doing, well, over the 17 or 18 years we've been together,
yeah.
Maybe two handfuls.
Al Roker is one of these people that, like me, gets up early. For the first time ever, he missed the morning show because he didn't wake up. He's been on 39 years, and he didn't wake up. He woke up at 5:41. He's supposed to be up at 3-something because he does the Wake Up with Al Weather Channel thing. And he did make it to today, but he was yawning at the desk, apparently.
I find that a little bit hard to believe that they don't call or...
Yeah, send a car.
You have the car. I mean, because you know he gets picked up in a car.
Yeah, he does get picked. Does he get picked up in the car?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so what was the car doing? You got to wonder. Yeah, what was the car doing?
You would imagine calling a phone that was kept ringing and getting voicemail.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you if you've ever overslept or been late to work.
Yep.
A. Yes, many times. B.
Daily.
Just once. C. I've overslept but never been late to work. D. No, I've never overslept. Well, in your case, it's okay now. It's acceptable because of the treatment you're going through. It's a good excuse. But in general, Roberta's lying. Normally I really don't have any treatment. I'm just using it.
Oh, really? Do they? I see. Good for you.
Got a note from my doctor.
Congratulations. By the way, our poll yesterday focusing on A-Rod suspension. Kenny and Richie were just talking off the air about A-Rod getting cheered last night. That's only because he got bopped with a ball. 42% of you said he should have gotten a lifetime ban. That was pretty interesting. 27% said they'll never get drugs out of sports, so just let them take whatever they want to. 23% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said the suspension is right. 8% thought the suspension for A-Rod was too extreme. But the other 12 players have all just accepted it. They get a 50-game suspension, and then they go on. I wonder what it's going to do, though, to the results in league play, getting into the playoffs, that kind of stuff. 51.
A couple of them, but a lot of, yeah.
Pass the hour.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
After the hour, the familiar sound of the Pet Show. Oh, there he is, Warren Eckstein playing the trombone as we get into, yeah, that is the theme for the Pet Show. That's heard every weekend on great radio stations all around the country, more and more all the time.
This is our theme for Warren's Pet Segment.
Oh, I
this
thought
is not his theme.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, I thought this was the one he used.
No, he uses this in his show, but he doesn't. This is not his theme.
Really?
Yes.
We ought to find his theme, then, Richie.
We have his theme.
Is it doggies? We love doggies. We love lots and lots of doggies.
I'll find it for you.
Big ones, little ones. Warren's going to talk about how you can adopt a pet that's older here today. And great stories about some pets that get reunited. The story of a pet parrot that got lost. Does he find... parrots, male and or female? Are they sexless?
No, male or female, yeah.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so get to the bottom of all these exciting stories. Warren Eckstein is here with us on Good Day in just a moment.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
This is the theme.
This is the 70s Archie.
It's time for the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren is the author of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want and How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And he's here to answer all of your pet and animal questions. And now, here's Warren Eckstein.
Okay, so that's the one with the 1970s Sesame Street theme behind it. And if he couldn't be any different, in the next hour, he goes rock and roll on him.
Warren Eckstein, the man of your pets. Try to stumble, but we haven't yet. Your dog is barking, your cat is the fox. Your parents chewed up all your favorite socks.
That's two fairly different extremes there, yeah, Warren, but it's right. All great.
That's the neurosis of knowing me.
Warren Eckstein,
that's right.
Neuroses Incorporated, a pet expert. He's become neurotic because of all the pets he's had to treat and the people that own the pets over the years. He has a story today on his blog about this new policy. You can get a veterinarian to fly with your pet as long as you supply him with a private plane. Is that how this works?
It does work that way, and this is a vet that practices in New York City. Actually, it's a group of three vets. They practice in New York City, and they practice in the Hamptons. Where else? And they work with a company called Blue Star Jet. So if you have enough money to rent the jet, which, by the way, I think costs somewhere between $1,000 and $12,000 an hour, and then the vet charges you $200 an hour to go for the ride, you might want to stay home.
I'll bet there are a lot of New Yorkers who use it to go to Florida wintertime with their older dogs.
A lot of people in the entertainment field, very successful. Like one of the people that uses it was on the Housewives of New York City. So yeah. People that have money are more apt. I remember years ago, Cheryl Teagues, a client of mine, flew me on it wasn't a private plane, but one of those planes that only had like 12 people on it. I think it was called something air from New York to L.A.
Expensive
with her dog to work with a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There is a need now and a desire apparently on the part of some to have senior pets adopted, and there's a photographer who is promoting that. How's it working? Is it something that people are considering, adopting older dogs?
It's something they should consider. It's one of the most frustrating parts of working in the humane community. You go to a shelter, you go to a humane society, and all the puppies and kittens, for that matter, too, just walk out the door. But the older dog, and older can be 9 months, 10 months, or even as young as a year, find it difficult. And I always recommend to people that when you adopt an older dog, not only do they know you saved their lives and you back, but more importantly is that it's a lot easier, especially for working couples. Usually the dog comes housebroken. It may not have to go through those chewing stages as a puppy. So I'm a firm believer that the two most difficult dogs to find homes for are the older dog and the black dog, and neither one should be inhibiting anyone from adopting. So I say
an older dog and a black dog?
Yeah, there's something called black dog and black cat syndrome. Black dogs and black cats
really?
Stay at shelters.
Oh, I have a black
longer.
Cat.
Yeah, they're
sweetie.
They stay at shelters much longer than other colored animals.
That's interesting news. Yeah, very interesting news. All right, there's the story of the pet world, at least for this week, abbreviated. Warren Eckstein here with us on...
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.